This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listen to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, that's not working.
It's not J Lo. It's not whatever the other one is.
It's J Law. And joining us on the line, the team from KHQ Lawyers, it is Chris. How you doing, Chris?
I'm great, guys. Great improvisation.
You guys are so talented. We're very talented.
But you know who else is talented and special? Are some of our listeners, and they have sent through some questions of a legal nature, which we're going to pose to you now, Chris.
Brilliant.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, we are going to reveal that we have shared this with you before, so you've not been taken totally by surprise.
Yes.
And, of course, if you do have a question for the team from Joy Law and the team who are, in fact, from KHQ Lawyers, you can email through to jaxanddean@joy.org.au and we can pass them on to the team. So question number one, Chris, are you ready? Your time begins.
Yes, I'm ready.
These are all actually anonymous. We don't want to make people feel uncomfortable about who asked the questions. But the first one's relevant to a lady who started seeing another lady who is pregnant.
Okay.
And so the question is, because the child has not yet been born, will I be the other mother? That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
So
we actually see this a lot.
Yeah, it's a new lesbian relationship. My new partner is pregnant. Am I now the other mother? What's the answer?
Short answer is no. If your current partner, who is pregnant, was in a relationship when she conceived, then it is her ex-partner who is the parent, even though they've now separated. So it's no different if you think of it from a heterosexual couple, you know, the woman getting pregnant and then the man leaving. It's actually no different at all. So the ex-partner would be the parent of the child.
So the date of conception is the important one, not the date of the birth?
100%.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
It makes sense, it is really interesting.
Yeah, we
get a lot of that, unfortunately. But the issue or the thing with the new partner, so the person who has written into us, she will potentially have a role. She will have a role in the child's life. And I know we've previously spoken about people that are important people in a child's life and are concerned with the care, welfare, and development of that child. So she will have some rights in respect of that child. As the child obviously gets older, those rights will increase because she will have continued to develop a bond with that child. And there are other things she can do to kind of be acknowledged as that step parent to that child.
Okay. Now, I have one too here, Dean, so it's not just you. This one says, I married overseas and have since separated. I have a new partner now. Because I married when it was not legal for same-sex parties to marry, is it legal? That's a doozy.
So they got married. So it wasn't legal in Australia last year?
Yes.
But it is now?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Yes, it is legal. So we've actually had an influx of gay divorces. The reason for that is we've got a lot of people who could have married, you know, 10 years ago, separated or are now in another committed relationship, have their life partner, but they're legally married to their ex. So at the moment we have an abundance of applications going through for divorces, for same-sex couples. Or ex-couples, I should say. And the biggest thing for that is the filing fee being $865. The government are probably making a killing on that. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez,
so
that's a lot.
Not only, I mean, obviously you have to pay some legal fees to get the divorce going, especially if you have children with your ex-partner. But, yeah, there's a filing fee from the court of $865, which is a bit of a killer.
So messy.
It is really messy. Relationships are messy, but they're great
single.
At the same time.
Are they?
Yes. But you know me. You know me, though. I could help.
It's true.
If I could be committed bachelor, does that mean you could be committed spinster?
A spinster?
A spinster?
Yeah. I'd say, hey, baby, I'm a spinster. Look at my heels.
You on Spinstagram. Or spinsterist.
Oh, we love the law.
We like laughing at each other. Now, our third question, Chris. Now, get ready for this one. It's another one from a lady. So I'm in a relationship with my partner who is female, and my partner wants to have a baby. I do not want to have a baby.
Oh.
And we've agreed that she will do this by herself and support the child financially all on her own. What? Will I be liable for anything?
I don't like this person.
Well, no, some people don't want children, though. That's fair enough.
Yeah, but why don't you it's kind of a deal breaker. Wants you? Yeah.
Oh, you think it's a deal breaker? So you wouldn't stay in their relationship?
No, to some people it's a deal breaker that, you know, they just have to have a child and they'll do it any way they, you know, they can.
That kid grows up and they're like, oh, that's my mum's partner, but she doesn't like me.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. It is pretty awful. It is, yeah. And I'm glad we're not naming names. Can I say that it depends on consent? So there are a couple of things that need to happen in order for a woman in a same-sex relationship, the non-biological mother, to be considered a mother. One is they have to be living together, and one is they have to have the consent at the time conception occurred. Now, it's kind of two-pronged, the conception, because if they do it via IVF and an embryo is formed, and it's not implanted back in the mother as at that date, you can argue, well, when did conception occur? Did it occur when the embryo was formed, or did it occur later down the track when it was actually implanted? And if later down the track, this lovely lady who has sent in a question decides, no, you know what, want to have a family, this is for me, she could argue that once it's implanted that, yeah, she consented and therefore is a parent. So it can get quite messy, and there's been a couple of arguments between IVF clinics and birth, deaths and marriages about that exact issue.
Wow.
Yeah, not as simple as, you know, heterosexual sex and conception, is it? So
no.
That's pretty clear cut.
Thanks for that. Now, so Chris, if anybody is listening and they do have a question, they are thinking about maybe starting a family, what advice would you give them?
I would say see a counsellor or therapist, talk through what the expectations are, what you both want from your relationship moving forward once a child's born, because can I tell you, as a mum, it changes everything. It's the best thing in the world, but it's the hardest thing in the world. So make sure it is what you want and that you know what you're getting yourself into.
And there are support groups out there for lesbian mums, yeah?
Yeah, so I actually facilitate Prospective Lesbian Parenting Group and we meet the third Tuesday of every month here at my work, actually, in Collins Street, and we're meeting next week, next Tuesday. So free to come along and just hear about different people's adventures and where they're at in their journey and, you know, to receive some legal advice and also support from Birth, Deaths and Marriages and other organisations, Rainbow Families and the like, about what's out there and what they need.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Chris. We look forward to seeing and speaking with you again next week.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Take me out
thanks,
to lunch.
Guys.
Thank you.
Done.
See
you. Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.